You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Oakland Athletics. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by the voice of the A's, Ken Korak. Ken, what an offseason. Things have finally settled down a little bit. Let me ask you this, bottom line, what's your assessment of the offseason Billy Beane has had?
Well, do you have about 2 or 3 hours, Richard?
It's been
unbelievable. I mean, we've all seen over the years in baseball when a team starts trading veteran players, maybe tries to get younger or cut payroll, that's not that uncommon. What Billy has done, I think they've made 9 trades involving 27 different players to actually replenish the supply and to still have, I think, a pretty solid major league team. I think it's unprecedented. I've never seen anything like it before.
Yeah, you know, and when he made the last trade that basically installed Marcus Semien as a shortstop and put Tyler Clippard somewhere in the back of the bullpen, I'm thinking, like, okay, you can't pick the A's to win the West. They're probably not as good as the Mariners or Angels, but they're in the mix. Their pitching staff is deep. I mean, they're going to have platoons at first base, I guess. I mean, first of all, let's start with first base. Ike Davis will play against right-handed pitching and Mark Conhaie against lefties. How do you think that's going to work out?
That's a great question. I think one of the things to preface the answer, Richard, going to spring training, oftentimes there's not a lot of intrigue or decisions to be made. This is one of those springs where it's all going to unfold for all of us, and we're going to learn about a lot of the new players and a lot of the plans that the A's have. I don't think there's any question that they acquired Ike Davis to play first base against right-handed pitching. And you've seen him a lot more than I have because he's been over in the National League, but the A's feel that he's a plus defender and that he can hit righties. And I think you may even see Billy Butler play first base against lefties, and then someone else might DH. And you mentioned the kid Mark Canha, who's from the University of California. I think there's a chance that he might play actually out in left field quite a bit for the A's this year, Richard, against left-handed pitching. But again, all that story is yet to be told this year.
Yeah, and the rotation looks not just good with Gray, Kazmir, Chavez, who's one of Billy's great success stories. Drew Pomerantz really seemed to come of age last year when he got a chance to pitch. I guess I take it the A's are counting on him to be somewhere in the mix there, right?
I would think so, and he has the great pedigree. He is an outstanding college pitcher, former number one pick, and as you know, bounced around Cleveland and Colorado, but his issues revolved around his delivery and his mechanics. And over the last couple of years, he simplified that, worked out of the stretch primarily last year, even as a starting pitcher. Still has a very good arm, so he's in the mix. And then they really bolster their depth with their starting rotation. So there are, beside the guys you mentioned, and Jesse Chavez had a very good year, and I think would have continued in the rotation last year if the A's hadn't acquired Samardzija and Lester. But there are 4 or 5 other guys that they've picked up from other clubs in the offseason in some of these trades that I think you could say would be in the mix to break camp in the rotation.
Ken, I think one of the things, I mean, baseball people many times are cautious. They have a good team. They're afraid to break it up. I've talked to GMs all winter. I'm not going to touch my team. I like my team. Billy Beane is totally fearless about taking it apart and putting it back together. I think he feeds off the fact that some people think, okay, Billy, you've gone too far this time. What is it in Billy's DNA, do you think, that gives him the confidence that I can just blow up a good team and put it back together and it's all going to be okay, we're going to be in contention again?
It's almost a distant cousin to the Branch Rickey about you're better off trading a player a year too early than a year too late. In this case, sure, it applies to almost an entire team. I think you said it, Richard, when you said he's fearless. He doesn't care what you think. He doesn't care what I think. I'm not sure he cares a whole lot about what the fans think, and I don't mean that as a pejorative at all. He has a tremendous amount of confidence, and he has in his own ability and also the ability of his front office and his evaluators and in the way that they evaluate. And he has a lot of autonomy within the front office. So when he gets to that point, where he feels that this is a team that is slipping, and he analyzed where they were and maybe where the Angels were and some of the other clubs in the division and said, you know, it might be counterproductive to try to continue to get another year or two out of the team that he had on the field at the end of last year, especially because he was going to lose some of those guys as free agents in the offseason. He just has no hesitation about turning things around and going in a different direction. And he's done it before, and he's been successful with it. And that's why I've always said, when people ask me, what do I think Billy is going to do in the offseason or at the trading deadline, I say, I have no idea, because I know one thing, he's going to surprise us.
Yeah. When we get to spring training, is there a guy or guys of these new faces that you're most anxious to see?
It's a great question. I think that, not sure about maybe the most anxious to see, I think one of the real keys to the team in the season would be Brett Laurie. I think he's got to be healthy. I think he's a really good player, offensively and defensively, but staying healthy has been the real issue for him. And I think if he is healthy, he might have a big part to play in taking this team to another level. Beyond that, I really want to see some of the young pitchers. The kid Jesse Hahn they got from the Padres, who I know had Tommy John surgery but has a big-time arm. The two kids from the Blue Jays, Graveman and Nolan. So those are guys that and I think they're going to have to be factors for the club, because they're going to need that kind of depth in their rotation.
Ken, how do you see the landscape of the American League West now?
Well, I like it. I'm not 100% sold on the Angels because of their rotation, Richard.
Sure.
Weaver's very good, and he's always been really good against the A's, one of the best ever against the A's in the last 8 or 10 years. Beyond that, with Garrett Richards being hurt, and who knows when he's going to come back, and when he does, if he'll be as effective as he was last year. C.J. Wilson just imploded in the playoff start that he made. I don't know if you can count on him. Shoemaker had a great rookie year. The Mariners made the biggest noise once again in the offseason. I think a lot of people are going to pick them to win at Texas. They're banking on getting healthy. The Astros just picked up Evan Gattis, so they've got a lot of right-handed power on their club. So it's a good division. It's tough, and I like it. Actually, I really feel that because you play so many games within your own division, you're playing 19 games against your division rival, that when the division is strong, I think it's great for the fans. I think it's great for us as broadcasters, too.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's just going to be fascinating to see, to watch this new A's team and and to see the smile on Billy's face when they have a 5-game lead at the All-Star break.
Yeah, they could. I think the one thing I want as a fan is to feel like you've got a chance. And I think when they traded Donaldson, maybe that might have been, you know, a little doubtful as far as the fans were concerned. But I think now you can look at this team and say they've got a chance once again this year.
Absolutely, and it's been great fun to watch. Billy's off seasons are as much fun as this season. Anyway, I appreciate you joining us,
right,
Ken, and we'll see you in Arizona.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.